afterwards, you got to make these pictures available so that we can put them in the business cards, too.
Which pictures?
Well, the business card pictures. Like the website design at, yeah, website starting at $20 a month, that type of thing.
What?
We'll have to have it in our FTP files.
All my source images?
Yeah, for the project. For the business card project.
Just so that we can do some
I'll make sure. I'll make sure I tell you the same thing as Full Stop.
Like right now, I already got two boxes of freebies ordered up, but they're not going to look anything like the official ones, unfortunately, because, you know, I can't modify free ones.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? I very seldomly put my source available to other people.
Well, wait, the files that we have already on the website, that's what we're talking about. Not your source.
That's,
I'm just talking about...
doesn't need to be the source. We're talking about
image.
JPEGs that you upload.
Yeah, the JPEG. Sorry, dude, not... yeah. No, not... We don't want the source. No. No, just the finished product.
We do, by the way, for templates.
Well,
yeah, Scott was like, oh, but... for the company, I own the rights to the images. I was like, you own the rights to the completed images. The source work, however, that's mine.
Right. No, that's it. No, I agree. And I don't need the source. I need the completed image. So that way, you know, it can be used in marketing, you know. Like, it doesn't always have to go through you. It'll be, like, available to marketing or whatever.
Basically, anything that's on iographicdesign.com/WME, have at it.
Okay, but in the future, just put the... put it onto the FTP directly. Like, when I get the source images from the clients, take those and then whatever you give me, put it into that FTP folder for the project. So that everything's just stored on our service for the website. That's all I need.
Yeah, well, you should have everything already. I don't think Chris links anything to my host, so...
Okay, no, pretty much I think we do. I'm just saying, is like, if we don't have it for the business card or whatever, this thing that you just did, if you could have it in, you know, the FTP folder labeled the business card.
Hang on, this has gotten way complicated. What I'm saying is that I want to make business cards, too, and I want to put your images on the business card. Just make your GIFs or JPEGs or whatever available.
Oh, no. Well, you need the PSDs because everything I do is the... for high resolution 4 print, so like you have to, like you can't take a JPEG and then resize it to fit a print. Like,
can we just give you?
If the print says they need it 300 DPI,
we can tell you to make that done.
You're gonna want
to. Oh, we have to.
I'm talking VistaPrint,
I guess what we're asking, yeah, develop for the business card size kind of stuff. That's all in the business project. It won't take long?
Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Hold on.
Okay, nice.
He didn't change it, but I did open it.
And go check.
All right.
And enjoy.
Okay. Could you try doing a blown-up letterhead version, like the original hand size, but with WME, like the W and an N in there?
Everything that you need for your business card is in that freaking thing right there. Here, take a look at this picture, right? That's everything that you get when you open one of the PSDs for the business card.
It would
be worth your while to get Photoshop if you don't have it.
I have CS2.
Crap, so you mean I'd actually have to rip those apart to upload them? Or do they take just a single image?
I don't know if I'm using VistaPrint, but Probably. I, well, the thing is, if you're going to try to do it Vistaprint, you're going to want images that are transparent PNGs. Otherwise, you're going to get block overlaying and it's not going to look very good.
Can't you just
convert everything to PNGs?
Okay, well, basically, I think what we'll do is we'll probably need some more business cards coming down. So we'll just make a project for that.
The next batch of business cards. That's what we say that.
Yeah.
That way,
don't put a Vistaprint next time. They fucking suck. They can't crit for shit.
But they're cheap, right?
But they're really cheap.
Yeah, you're getting what you pay for. Trust me. And you're getting crap.
I don't mind.
You're basically throwing money away.
I'm putting them on the bus. I'm fucking giving them out to friends by the 50s so that they disperse them. I'm just dispersing our name, man. That's it.
Yeah, this is a...
Yeah, Scott was supposed to mail me some, but I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, throw it everywhere, man.
That's what I do is I go around, like, Walmart and shit and just leave them on random shelves here and there.
Careful. Electronic section. No.
I'm not sure if it can happen, but we might get called for like littering on the wrong type of like leaving too many behind that type of thing. I've been really careful.
No. I mean just like accidentally dropping one on the floor, you know, like if I'm pulling out my wallet at the checkout, you know, one just happens to accidentally slip and fall and land strategically played. Oh, sorry. I didn't notice the drop.
Yeah, as long as it's not on the floor, though, people will get a new, oh, someone chucked it or something, you know. But, I mean, it's...
They'll see it, and they'll pick it up, and you're like, oh.
Or at parties, I mean, you know, definitely at parties would be good. Or, you know, do you game a lot, Justin? Like, I know I've hardly gamed in a long time, but I'm thinking when I start gaming my avatar name, I'm going to incorporate Wii Me into it, like a clan name. Get some brand, you know, some sort of, you know, and I'll tell everyone, I'm Website Me, that's our company, that's what we do. Like, I know Scott's recruited through gaming, you know, extensively, so,
if you guys wanted to actually advertise and stop talking about advertising.
Yeah, no, well, that's it, I have to game more.
It takes money to actually advertise, dude.
Yeah, no, Scott's trying to get...
No, it doesn't cost a dime to advertise.
Well, I'm doing what I can with business cards and friends. Yeah. But yeah.
Me too. I'm working with family.
Set up. Set up a website, Facebook. Set up a website, fucking MySpace. Set up a website, Steam user group. Set up freaking. God, there's so much free advertising you can do. It's not even funny.
Wait, that's true, eh? Should do that.
Go sign up on some forums.
That means I'll have less time. I can do this. This is more actually marketing.
Your job.
I'll have to do, but no, it's, but Dan, I'm the social one. I've got my friends, Gabe. I'm much more sociable.
That is more your type.
Ironically, so, but I can do this, guys. But that's it. I'll have less time unless if I can. More or less for the project, I can set it aside, and then you guys mostly figure out the technical.
It may also not take a lot of maintenance. It may just be set it up and leave it.
Yeah, if that's it. If I can create
the Kijiji, have you guys made a Kijiji ad yet?
This is something we have to bring up on Wednesday. That definitely Scott and Dan for marketing should hear these things. This is definitely more out of dev territory. So I mean, but I definitely welcome these discussions. But we'll have to do it when Scott and Dan. Are there, because,
I went to school for business. I know these things.
Well, that's it. That's why I, you know, intuition too, you know, it's good to talk these things out.
One thing, I know it's been agreed upon, just like the logo, but do we put the me in your website? I find that really dumb. Maybe I've heard it too many times or something. How about this? How about your website caterers?
Hmm.
It's one that I came up when I was making advertisement cards, and I like it. But, I mean, I plan on making all kinds of different slogans on the advertising cards.
I think...
Website me. We punch in that throat.
Maybe we don't even need a logo. A slogan. Unless,
no, I don't know. Every company needs a slogan. It's business rules.
Yeah. Well,
we also need a mission statement.
Like Freedom's We. A mission statement, too. Well, Website Me... We
want to build quality websites at reasonable prices.
Website Me is the slogan. That's what people are saying. They're like, yo, dude, Website Me. And we're like, yo, all right, guys, cool.
Hey.